Day 42, March 31st. Today's reflection is based on Lamentations chapter 1, verses 17 through 22, and was written by the Reverend Dr. Marianne Rennie, class of 2024. In the Scots language, to greet is not always to offer a welcome. Greetin' is something that upset children do, or fans of the losing team, or disgruntled workers. In Scots, greet means weeping, crying, lamenting, complaining, or grumbling. In the Scottish song Coulter's Candy, a child sits on a mother's knee, greetin' for a wee bawbee, crying for a small coin. Sometimes people get together for a greetin' meetin'. This is a meeting where a group can share their grumbles about the world and the sadness of their lot. The almost dismissive term captures an unintentional moment of raw humanity embraced by human kindness. Greetin' meetings can be profound moments of sorrow spoken aloud and embraced with the compassion of others. The companions may not fix the grief, but words and presence offer a hook of hope, or a small foundation from which life might begin again. A greetin' meeting can traverse between Scots and English dialects, as from the depths of despair we can be welcomed into the care and compassion of others. Lamentations, while not a greetin' meeting, captures the sorrow and distance of these encounters. Zion stretches out her hands, but there is no one to comfort her. In Holy Week, we are drawn into that same sense of isolation. As Jesus walks between Bethany and Jerusalem, the circle of friends grows smaller, the shadows lengthen, the distance between human pain and divine presence feels vast. Even from the depths of lament, there are glimmers that God's welcome is beginning to stir. Verse 22 reflects the God who seems absent reaching into human life once more. Holy Week is a bumpy ride that contrasts human failings with divine love and compassion. But it is a bumpy ride that reminds us that beyond the greeting of lament and sorrow, we are greeted with God's embrace. Today's prayer. Lord of sorrow, whose patience is inexhaustible, with each step we walk this week, the burden of your sorrow will curve our shoulders. With each step we walk, your words will challenge our thoughts and our actions. With each step we walk, your presence with us will feel more distant. Christ of compassion, whose purpose is life-restoring, with each step you take, you will be part of human experience. With each step you take, you will demonstrate love in action. With each step you take, God's welcome will be declared. Amen.